Everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching or listening in from. Today, I want to talk about a chart that was recently shared by Charlie Bellello on Twitter. I will link to it below if you are on YouTube or if you're listening on the podcast. And I think it is a fantastic one to look at. It goes to show the overall the major corrections that have happened in Bitcoin's history since 2010. And while the market is completely different than it was in 2010, I do still think that we can glean a lot of solid information from this and get an understanding of kind of some of the historical precedents that has occurred when it comes down to Bitcoin price corrections. And we can see, maybe is this an opportunity? Maybe is this not? How can we kind of adjust our mindset potentially when we're looking at this? Or is this just a piece of data that we need to toss out and throw in the trash? Prior to getting into that, wanted to let you guys know this episode is actually brought to you by NordVPN. I've been using NordVPN for quite a bit of time. It is actually my favorite VPN platform out there. And whether or not you're just looking to protect your internet traffic or your transaction history, or maybe play around with a demo account on a website that you should or shouldn't be trading cryptocurrency according to your local jurisdiction, cough BitMEX, maybe Shapeshift. But it's really one of, I think, the better VPNs out there. And if you want to check it out, nordvpn.org/cryptobobby, there's a link below in the description. They also take cryptocurrency. So if you want to pay with Bitcoin or Ethereum, they actually put their money where their mouth is and actually accept Bitcoin as well. So I really am a big fan of it. So shout out to NordVPN for helping to support the Crypto Bobby show today. And if you want to check that out, nordvpn.org/cryptobobby below. But let's hop into it. So looking at this chart, and again shared from Charlie Bellello on Twitter today, we are looking at the price corrections for Bitcoin as a whole. And this is outside of just Bitcoin. I mean, the entire crypto asset market, I think, does have a significant correlation to the price of Bitcoin. But right now, we are looking at the correction period that has occurred from December 17th, the top of Bitcoin, the high, which was, according to this chart, $19,783. And we are now looking at a low of $5,938, a 70% decline in value over the course of 187 days. It's actually the second longest correction period that we've seen since the correction. And actually, when I first bought into Bitcoin in November, December of 2013, where there's a 410-day correction and Bitcoin went all the way up from $1,166 down to $170, dropping 85% of its value. Now, this is, I think, interesting in a number of respects because it goes to show the previous lengths of some of these correction periods, as well as the time it has taken to get back to the all-time high. There have been points in time, specifically with 2013, 2014, where it actually took over 1,000 days. It took almost 1,200 days to get back to the all-time high from 2013, to get back to that $1,166 Bitcoin standpoint. So right now, we have been in a correction phase for 187 days. But putting that into context, it is not historically inaccurate to say this could almost last about 8 to 9 times longer than we are at right now, and the correction can continue and can continue. However, when we also look at this, if you're looking at things from a historical perspective, there have been multiple corrections over time where we've seen 94, 95, 85, 76, 41, and now a 70% correction of the Bitcoin price. Every single time before now has rebounded to reestablish an all-time high. Is that a guarantee that that is ever going to happen again? Absolutely not. It is not. I have no idea if it's going to happen again. Myself personally, though, I am betting I'm putting my money where my mouth is, because I do think that it will reestablish a new all-time high at some point in the future. And if I have my money there, then that will be a profitable bet and a profitable trade in the long run. Do I know how long that correction could take and how long we can last within this? I have no idea. But if the past is any indication, there have been multiple corrections of over 30% in the past. We have, I'll count them now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 corrections of over 30% with Bitcoin in the past close to 9 years. Every single 11 out of those 12 times, we've reestablished new all-time highs. Now, when you're looking at a lot of this too, I mean, one thing to consider is the market from 2010 and 2011 and even 2013, very, very different than it is now. The volume, the actual market capitalization of these coins, the number of participants in the market, the sophistication of some of these investors, the ability to short more of these assets, there is a, it is a widely different market than it was previously. But I do think going to look at this historical data and putting it into context is helpful when you are trying to figure out just your overall strategy. And like I said, my personal thoughts on this is at some point in time, we are going to reestablish an all-time high. Previously in like early 2017, I think I was kind of holding on to hope that we would reestablish that all-time high and blow past $20,000 by the end of 2018. I don't necessarily think that's going to happen anymore, but I think that within early 2019 to mid 2019, we'll probably see Bitcoin rebound very, very heavily again. And I think that for the time being, there are going to be a ton of opportunities across the board to make money on trades and to just improve things in the long run. But this is one thing I'm definitely keeping an eye on as we continue to go. How long can this correction last? Because from a retail capitulation phase, this portion, November 30th of 2013 to January 14th of 2015, that was a 410-day period. That was a point where there were a ton of new entrants into the market, myself included. There were a ton of new entrants into the market, and a lot of people lost interest and a lot of people left during that 85% correction. We're not even at 85%. We're at 70%. Another 15% off the all-time high, that's a pretty big move as well, and that would cause even further destruction from a retail asset class. So I do think that we are going to see potentially additional battles and additional capitulation from a lot of people who are in the market right now before things might get better. And this for me is just all context and historical perspective, because I think if you don't learn from the past, you're doomed to repeat it. And I don't want to run away from the market right now and tell myself, okay, it's different this time. I don't necessarily think it is. I do think we'll reestablish all-time highs, and that's just kind of my personal opinion on that. Now, outside of that, guys, just on a micro level, I mean, things, again, pretty steady the past few days. We've been in and out of a range of a few billion dollars overall market cap-wise over on Nomics. We've had a less than $1 billion change, less than a 1% change in the overall crypto markets over the past 24 hours. Not too much craziness happening right now. Not too much really of note on that respect. So trying to keep an eye on things. One thing I joked about last night, but looking at as well, is Tron is still worth $2 billion. We pop over here. We'll pull up good old Tronny boy. But Tron still worth about $2.5 billion right now, market cap wise. Just launched mainnet. Is kind of going through the mainnet phase. And now you can actually short Tron on BitMEX. There is a market to short Tron on BitMEX. And when you look at that, you look at what has happened with a lot of these coins, like EOS that is launched on mainnet, like a lot of the other ones. Once they hit mainnet, and you can actually dive into the transactions, you can dive into what the blockchain is doing, the success of the blockchain. I think that usually not the best thing for that cryptocurrency unless it performs extremely well. And the likelihood of it performing extremely well, not always so great. Granted, Justin Sun knows how to make something pump and knows how to keep evaluation up. But who knows? You know, with BitMEX being where it is and the opportunity to take the other side of that trade with Tron, I may or may not be dabbling into doing so. Shout out NordVPN. So we'll see what happens with that. But this is one thing I'm definitely keeping my eye on, because you have short markets with EOS, you have it with Ripple now, or you've had it with Ripple, you've had it with EOS now, you have it with Tron. BitMEX is adding new assets to play, both the long and short side. It's going to be fun to watch this, especially as mainnet is out, and we can start to see a little bit of like, is Tron actually real, or is it really, really just cobbled together vaporware with a bunch of stolen code and other things? I guess we'll find out, and you can bet on that with up to 20x leverage. So we'll see what happens in the long run there. Outside of that, guys, if you are new to the channel, hit that subscribe button and the notify bell so you get these videos as soon as they come out. Thank you so much for your time. And again, shout out to NordVPN, nordvpn.org/CryptoBobby for helping out to support this episode. Thank you guys so much for your time. CryptoBobby sending out. Peace.